Well, Art, the Mariners find themselves in dead last in the American League West standings. They have the second worst record in the American League. I know we weren't expecting a World Series this season, but did we expect this?
I didn't expect them to be this bad. I guessed they would get in the 70s as far as a win total for the season. That's now kind of a dream, I guess. And it's been very difficult because they have shown flashes. I mean, they scored 21 runs in one game against Texas. They had a six-pitcher no-hitter. They've done these, sort of incredible things, but it's all in spasm. It's not any kind of consistency. And now they've just lost a series to the Padres and a series to the A's, who were the two teams in baseball with the lowest payrolls. The Mariners are paying $82 million to get beat by $55 million payroll teams, and now they're looking up at the A's 5.5 games ahead of them, and I thought the A's were terrible coming into the season, but they weren't as bad as the Mariners.
Well, what's the fundamental problem here?
It's a roster that is from hell, as far as I'm concerned. It's just a complete misalignment. All the veterans are overpaid and underperforming, and the young guys are too inexperienced to be a developed regular contributor. What this roster lacks is a hitter in his prime. Somebody from age typically 28 to 32 who's going to be a 280, 290 hitter who can get you 25 home runs and 95 RBIs. Somebody that the inexperienced guys can lean on in times of pressure. There's just nobody like a Josh Hamilton of Texas. There's nobody like an Albert Pujols of the Anaheim Angels. There's nobody like even Yonis Cespedes, the A's young slugger from Cuba they just added. There's nobody that scares anybody on the other team. And so that is why this is such a tough management problem for Eric Wedge. He's got to give Ichiro his at-bats. He's got to get Miguel Olivo in there because he handles pitchers, and Brendan Ryan plays a nice shortstop. But they're such incomplete players for the money they're getting. Yet he's got to play them if he can get any trade value out of them, and I don't think that's possible.
Well, so what do you do if you can't get rid of any of these veterans in a trade? What's the solution?
You smile and take it. And I doubt very, very much if there's very much smiling going on among Mariner fans, because Ichiro doesn't want to go anywhere, and there's no market for him anyway. Miguel Olivo has no market. Brendan Ryan might be a throw-in. And then you've got Sean Figgins, who is just, really worthless to the Mariners, yet they owe him $13 million. The only hope would be that if a team like the Boston Red Sox, which are in town this weekend, wanted Felix Hernandez badly enough, they might offer to take Figgins, too, and a good chunk of his salary. But that's the only possible scenario I could see. And to just imagine getting rid of Felix after the Mariners have already surrendered Doug Fister and Michael Pineda, even though he's been hurt, these are extraordinary talents. And to see Felix go out the door this summer would just be utterly exasperating and leaving a very despairing fan base that's already fatigued and disgusted.
All right, thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website, Sports Press Northwest, can be found at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kevin Kniestead.